Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Nancy Rozanoff was supposed to be here, and she still may be. We're having a little technical difficulty getting her hooked up, but we're going to continue to march, and we hope that Nancy will join us any minute. We're not sure, but we're working on it. And so I want to continue to talk, though, about some of the things that Nancy would be joining me to talk about when she joins me. This is what she'll be talking about. And that is the person who's running the business. You know, since I have been doing my show, since I've been talking to small business owners and writing about our issues, one of the things is, I think you know that I've been doing is I've been focusing a lot of our time on, not just on the public policy issues, but on the human being who is the alpha member of the company, the founder, the manager, the person who owns the company, the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the person with the vision, whoever that person is, man or woman, or maybe more than one. Though there's the human being behind, the human being or beings behind that company. Things have to be, we have to pay attention to the human beings. And there are a lot of different things that need to be paid attention to. The balance, we've talked about that quite often, a thousand times probably. We've talked about the balance in the life of the human beings that run the company. Another thing, though, that Nancy talks about is intuition. And one of the myths that she has dispelled on this show many times in the past is that women have any kind of a franchise, they've cornered the market on intuition. I think the difference between men and women is women are, you know, much more, the words they use are much more elegant than the words guys use. And the words they use maybe sound a little nicer. Guys talk about knowing it in their gut. And women talk about women's intuition. It does sound nicer. I agree with that. But it's the difference. That's the only difference is what we call it. I think men have plenty of intuition. I do think, guys, that we need to be prepared and be willing to admit that we have a little more intuition than we do. I think women go to it quickly. I think women have it right at the ready all the time, ready to fire. I think guys maybe, you know, one thing about it, guys don't talk about our gut feelings or our intuition the way ladies do. They actually gave it a brand. They branded it, haven't they? Women's intuition. And you don't hear about anything about guys' intuition. But we have it. Everyone has it. How do you get intuition? Well, I think there are people who are born wiser than others. I do believe that there are people who are born to be a little more intuitive than others are. But I do believe that intuition is something you can learn. And Nancy's taught us that over the years. It's something that you can develop. And how do you develop it? I think you develop it by logging hours on this earth, by finding yourself in situations that you get yourself out of, or maybe you don't get yourself out of. Maybe it's a big spin, crash, and burn, but you learn from those things, and you start to have a feeling, an understanding about how those things are. And I definitely think you can develop your intuition. And it looks like Nancy has joined us now, and we'll see if she agrees with me. Hi, Nancy, how you doing?
I'm great, Jim. How about yourself?
It's doing great. It's good to have you back on the show.
I was just listening to you talk about intuition, and I love the way you talk about it.
Well, I've learned from the best, Nancy.
Well, you know, it's really that it's It's strange. It's not something that necessarily we develop, but it's something that we learn to pay attention to. Because I think it's something that everybody has. It's that thread of life, that small voice, that really is the voice of how we are in the world. Our unique individualness is playing out, is becoming who it really is in this world. And the voice of that is our intuition.
Well, and so when I say develop it, what you're saying that we basically already have it.
We have
we need to recognize it and use it. And when I say develop it, I guess maybe that's what I'm talking about. And I was pointing out before you got here that ladies have already branded their intuition. It gets to be women's intuition. And
well,
you know,
come on, we always have this conversation.
I know,
Jim.
But guys, I was just pointing out to guys that women are so smart about this that they've already branded it. We don't, there is no guy's intuition brand, unless we call it our gut. But I think that guys use their intuition as often as women do. I think we just don't talk about it much.
I think you're absolutely right. That's exactly what I've heard.
Because women are very quick. They've always got that women's intuition thing at the ready. It's always ready to fire, you know. But guys, we're just a lot more quiet about it. But I do think whether we talk about it or not, guys do need to think about using our intuition or our gut feeling more.
Yes, they need to. They'll be benefited by it. Their life will be much smoother. There'll be less problems if they pay attention to that part of themselves that knows, that is that thread of, it's an inspired idea. It's really living like you were inspired.
But you know, Nancy, I also think that it's important to say to the people around us, I had a gut feeling about this. My intuition told me. I was listening to my intuition. I think if we're mentoring people, if we've got employees working with us and they're watching us make these decisions, or they see how we contribute to the overall decision, I think it's important for them to realize that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to take some benefit from that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think someone who is mentoring someone, you need to push them to get them to say, well, how did you come up with that? Where did that idea come from? To get them to recognize and admit that it didn't just come from all the facts. It came from some part of their perception.
Right. Stand by, Nancy. We're going to take a quick break. We're celebrating National Businesswoman's Week with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. She's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition.
See you later, alligator. After a while, walk it off.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you just tuned in and you've never heard of us before, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we do this every weekday. We interview people like Nancy Rozanoff, one of the smartest people you'll ever meet. She's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and Knowing When It's Right. And you can find out more about her at her own website, which is rozanoff.com, isn't it?
That's right. And you can order to my television show, thelisteningplace.com.
Yeah, don't forget that. Thelisteningplace.com is, she has an outstanding television show and all about intuition, all about understanding what your insides are telling you. Nancy, one of the things that I like for people to do when they bring me a problem is to make sure they also bring me a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, if they bring it to me, that means they can't figure it out.
Right.
And
well,
it might,
they haven't seen it yet.
Right. And it might be that that they don't have the business background to figure it out, but maybe they've got an idea, you know, just a common sense idea about what it should be. And so whenever someone brings me something like that, I always say, don't bring me a problem unless you brought me a solution of some kind.
Right, some thought about it. And we know that if you know how to ask the right questions, there's always going to be an answer, that all problems are really meant to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that every problem is actually a problem of perception. It's mm-hmm. only a problem because of the way we're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at it with a wider lens, so to speak, with a broader perspective, there's always an answer. The solution then comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I often talk to people that using intuition in business just means more that we spend our time listening and responding rather than talking and doing.
Does our intuition simplify things? Is one of the benefits of using our intuition, does it tend to cut through all the nonsense and go right to the simple, right to the Occam's razor kind of solution?
It always deals with what's right in front of us. And often we see something as a problem because we're thinking ahead or we're thinking behind. We're thinking that we have to solve something for 10 years or that we're going to be stuck with the problems that we had 5 mm-hmm. years ago or last year or
so,
last month.
So you think our brain and our strategic thinking and all the things that we know might tend to complicate things more than it should. And if we could blend our intuition, maybe what we should do, Nancy, is you know, when we're working on a project with our teams, we make sure everyone shows up and we ask everyone's opinion and everybody gets to talk about it. Maybe if we're having a conversation with ourselves, which I often do, maybe we should say, okay, have we heard from the intuition yet?
Right, exactly. Give that part of your perception a voice.
How do we do that?
Which is like, what's it right in front of me? What is it that's right in front of me? And it's really a matter of recognizing that the box that is keeping us locked in, keeping mm-hmm. us focused on the problem, is made up of four sides. And those four sides are what you just said, what we know. You know, that's mm-hmm. you think that what you know is useful, but often it's right what's in the way. Because if you think about a pile of all the information, of all the stuff you know, and then you think about the pile of all the stuff you don't know, which pile is bigger?
Mm-hmm.
But we get focused on trying to function out of what we know and what we think we know. And then the other... Go on.
No, it's all right.
And so another side of the box is what we fear. You know, what we fear is going to happen. And another side of the box is what other people are expecting of us. What we think other people want,
and those intrusions some of them are intrusions on our decision making process. Those are often artificial, aren't they?
They always are. They're always a limitation.
Yeah.
Let me
ask you a question. What's the difference between intuition and wisdom?
Well, I don't know. I would think they're pretty close to the same thing. Mm-hmm. Intuition, I guess, is the way we perceive it. It's mm-hmm. the capacity that we have to be aware of wisdom.
Well, I definitely think you can acquire wisdom.
Yes,
so if they're similar, then you can acquire intuition. I just think that people should... I believe that my intuition has gotten better as I've gotten older.
Well, has it gotten better? Have you gotten sort of more humble about it?
you know, I'll tell you, Nancy, Blasingame and humble are not words that you hear used together very often. Nancy, give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's www.thelisteningplace.com or www.rosanoff.com.
And that's with two F's on the end. Nancy,
right.
Thank you for helping us celebrate National Businesswoman's Week.
Yes, my pleasure.
It's good to have you here again, Nancy. We'll see you next time.
Okay,
also,
bye.
Folks, her other book is called Knowing When It's Right. Dr. Nancy Rosanoff, by the way. Quick break, right back with Wilma Goldstein. She's assistant administrator with the SBA. 29 after, did I say that? I think I did. This show is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.